Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Burke. Tasmanian doctors will commence industrial action immediately over an inadequate pay offer from the state government. The AMA says doctors will work only their rostered hours and take lunch and fatigue breaks. We're being reassured this won't affect patient care. Dr. John Saul says Tasmania's wages have fallen behind and we're losing doctors because of it.
We're seeing some massive offers from other states. This is a competitive market. Unless we meet the market, we are just not going to attract doctors. We've got huge bills with fly-in, fly-out workers. We've got huge bills with relief staff.
The Prime Minister has struck a new partnership with India, agreeing to work together on green hydrogen. Anthony Albanese is hosting PM Modi in Sydney today, the pair also signing a deal on migration.
This arrangement will promote the exchange of students, graduates, researchers and business people, expand our people-to-people ties and enhance cooperation in preventing people smuggling.
Damaging winds are on their way for Hobart late tonight and into tomorrow morning. Matthew Thomas from the Weather Bureau says a front is crossing the state, bringing gusts of up to 100 k's an hour.
This is the type of conditions that could see some trees come down here and there, maybe some damage to roofs, tied down any trampolines, etc.
And Netflix's password sharing crackdown has begun in Australia. The gist of it is if you want to continue to do that, you'll need to pay an extra $8 a month. Luke Beveridge has been asked if he feels the pressure as a senior coach. It follows the mid-season exit of Damien Hardwick yesterday. The Bulldogs mentor did hint at the money not being there.
When you consider the stresses on Australians at the moment, interest rates and put food on the table and pay rent, I don't want to stand here and complain. But our people want to stay. The incentive to do that is diminished.
And Hobart Hockey stars Eddie Ockenden and Josh Beltz have been selected for the Kookaburras Pro League Series in Europe.